Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, it's summertime, so people think about grilling and they think about making easy meals that everybody can enjoy and that are healthy as well, because you don't want to fill up when it's hot outside on junk food. It makes you feel kind of sick to your stomach. So I'm going to give you some easy meals that you can make even in one pan, on the grill, or in the oven if it's not too hot and you can use your oven. So here are some recipes and things that you can do. So if you're going to start with fish, because fish is light and healthy, and it's so easy to cook. People ask me all the time, how do you cook fish? I don't know how to cook fish, they say, and when I grill it, it falls apart on the grill. So first of all, unless you've got a really, really meaty fish, a nice thick fish, like a tuna steak or something along that line, even halibut can be thick enough, then you don't really put fish directly on the grill. If it's too thin, it's going to break up when you try and pick it up. If it's got the skin on, that's good. You can put the skin down on a piece of tinfoil. You always want to put the skin down, and then you'll know it's done when you can just sort of lift it right up off. You take the tinfoil off, and when you serve it, the fish should just come right off the skin. But back to the sort of one-pan meal. So if you want to do this on the grill or in the oven, you can take really anything you want. Fish, chicken, steak, sausage. These turkey sausages are so good right now, or a kielbasa, any of those kinds of things. And put tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, generally around the meat. You want to put onions, tomatoes, and garlic around the meat, because that's going to help keep the meat moist, whatever it is that you're making. So if you're going to take potatoes and things like that, move those outward a little, because they're going to take a little bit more time to cook. Some of these meals you can cover with tinfoil, and some don't even need to be covered. If you've got a thin fish, you're going to have to make sure to slice any long cooking vegetables into smaller pieces, like potatoes or Brussels sprouts or carrots, any of those things. So you take your cookie sheet and you line it with tinfoil, or if it's a nice cookie sheet, you don't have to. You spray some olive oil on there, spread it on there. Put your meat in, then season your meat however you're going to do that, whether it's your meat or fish or chicken. Then take your tomatoes and your onions and put them around whatever the protein is. Then as you layer out, take your potatoes, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, anything else you want to add in there, and put those more toward the outside. Sprinkle everything with some olive oil, just sort of layer it on there, and maybe some capers, maybe some olives. That's a really good thing if you have pitted Kalamata olives. Sprinkle those suckers right across the top, and that's really great to do. And then put it right on the grill. Put the cookie sheet right on the grill, close the grill, and wait for it to be done. And when it's done, you know, 20 minutes depends how thick your steak is. It depends how thick your chicken is. I do prefer to pound both of those before you put them on the grill in a one-pan meal, because it makes them more tender. It makes sure that they cook along with the vegetables and don't overcook. So you want to make sure to pound it. Again, depending on the thickness, a little salt and pepper, and there you go. Put it in the grill. 20 minutes later, pick it up, and everything should be cooked all nice together. It's so nice to do it that way. If you want to do something like fajitas, that's a great thing to do on the grill, because in a pan on the grill, you can put on your chicken breasts in their nice thin slices, peppers, onions, jalapenos, and you can just saute all of it together, serve it hot right from the pan, and serve some warm tortillas on the side. It makes a nice picnic if you're having outside and you have a grill available. Fajitas, people don't think about making them, but it's such a nice thing. And then set out your salsa with your warm tortillas, and you're good to go, and everybody makes their own. You can even put some beans in there in your saute, so that's a nice one-pan meal. You can do vegetarian with the same. You can use tofu or tempeh. This is Melanie Cole. We have lots of great recipes on Radio MD.